Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Daniel is a GP at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates at Blue Bell Medical Center here in Johannesburg. Once again, Daniel, good afternoon to you and thanks for being with us.
Hi, Simon. Good afternoon.
Okay, so I'm going to own up and say, Daniel, I've got no idea where you're going with this segment this afternoon, but over to you.
Okay, Simon. So on Monday, we spoke a bit about whether or not one should go on holiday. And you and I had spoken after that about if we are going to fly, if you have to fly. We had spoken about it's ideal not to fly and better to drive. But if you do have to fly, and maybe not for a holiday, perhaps you have an unwell relative far away or someone elderly who's not managing and you want to go and visit them, you know, how does one do it? Like, is there a way to fly safer than not?
Yes.
Interestingly, at the beginning of the COVID pandemic, you know, I certainly can speak of personal experience here. We saw patients coming into our practice who had all gotten COVID allegedly on aeroplanes. I'm sure you remember that. They came back and they'd all been on these flights, and that's how we all thought they were coming back with COVID.
Yes.
Which gave the public this idea that aeroplanes are closed environments where everyone's sharing the same air, and that's how COVID is spread. But interestingly, studies have shown, and I mean, the JAMA, which is a very well-known medical journal, published this recently, that the air in a plane is not recirculated from seat to seat backwards and forwards. So despite what we may think, 50% of the air in a plane comes from the outside, and 50% is through HEPA filters, which are special filters that filter out 99% of even viral material. And really what the studies have shown is that only within that perhaps row or one row ahead or behind you, do you actually breathe in the same air as other people? So that's the first myth that needs to be dispelled. The second is that the main reason why people were perhaps catching COVID on airplanes is that they weren't practicing the sanitizing and mask wearing that they are now, that is mandatory on airplanes at the moment.
Interesting.
And there have actually been studies since then, and one was, we can argue the strengths and weaknesses of the study, that show that, you know, there have been very limited cases of actual documented COVID from people who have contracted it on airplanes where these measures are in place.
I find that absolutely fascinating, Daniel, quite topical as well right now with all of us planning December holidays, etc. Somebody said something very interesting to me this morning, actually. And they said the following. They said, if you can, pay the little bit extra, book yourself a seat up at the front of the plane, because that'll mean that you can possibly board last and get off first, and that the air flows from the front of the plane to the back. How's that for some advice? What's your take on that?
Absolutely. Because, Simon, social distancing, again, back to the basics, social distancing, mask wearing, and hand sanitizing. Now, social distancing is paramount, but it's very hard to social distance on a plane, particularly in economy class. So, you know, that is definitely great advice. But assuming you can't fly business class, the musts are to wear a mask, obviously, above the nose throughout. Probably to tell the air hostess if the person next to you or near you is not wearing their mask correctly, because it's not just about wearing a mask. Thirdly, to put the air vent above your head on.
Interesting.
Put it on and let the air flow directly over your head, because that is fresh air that's been filtered, that's flowing over you and keeping the air away from you. And the most important is probably around eating and drinking. It's because, as we know, when the food and the drinks come out, which they're not offering routinely certainly on local flights at the moment, but that's when people really start, you know, letting down their guard. So if you know, bringing your own something to eat or drink, be very cautious about when you take your mask off. And if you do all those things, you're probably relatively safe, other than the fact that you're not social distancing. So I think that those are good tips on how to keep safe on a plane.
Daniel, what an interesting discussion this afternoon. Thank you so much for that sane and important advice, which I think a lot of us will need to put into practice in the coming months. Thanks again, Daniel, and I look forward to chatting to you tomorrow.
Great, Simon.